found a house in Florence, on the hills of Bellisguardo. It's a tower of observation over that valley of Arno, holding as a hand the outspread city, straight toward the setting sun. The mountains, which sunrise fills as full as crystal cups, turn red to the brim because their wine is red. No sun could die, nor yet be born unseen by dwellers of my villa. Morn and eve were magnified before us in the pure, illimitable space and pause of sky, intense as angel garments blanched with God, less blue than radiant.
A letter came from Vincent Carrington, the painter who used to walk with us in the green.
My dear Aurora, you've been as silent as a poet should when any other is sure to speak. Meantime, your book is as eloquent as if you were not dumb. Even common critics, ordinarily deaf and loath to seem deaf, pronounce for once aright. You'd think they really heard, and so they do. We think here you have written a good book, and you a woman. I read your book and loved it. Will you love my wife, too? Here is my secret. I might keep more, but I yield it up because I know you'll write the sooner for it. Are you put to wonder by my marriage, like poor Lee? When the fever took him first, they tell me that Lady Waldemar mixed drinks and counted grains like any salaried nurse, excepting that she wept also.
Stifles. Better burn than choke. Best have air. Air, although it comes with fire. Throw open the blinds and window to the noon. Take a blister on my brow instead of this dead weight. Insufferable crickets, sick and hoarse with rapture of the summer heat. Sing like poets till your hearts break. Sing!
Books succeed, and lives fail.
Do I feel it so at last?
Hush, Aurora Leigh. Learn to reverence even this poor myself. The book has some truth in it, and truth outlives pain as the soul does life.
I have written truth, and I, a woman.
Feebly, partially, inaptly in presentation, Romney will add, because of woman.
The truth in my book is the truth which draws through all things upwards.
That a twofold world must go to a perfect cosmos.
Natural things and spiritual. She who separates the natural and the spiritual in art,
in morals or in the social drift,
tears up the bond of nature and brings death.
Paints futile pictures.
Writes unreal verse.
Leads vulgar days.
Deals ignorantly with men.
Is wrong, in short, at all points.
We divided the apple of life and cut it through the pips. Without the spiritual, observe, the natural is impossible. No form, no motion. Without the sensuous, spiritual is inappreciable. No beauty or power.
Art is the witness of what is behind this show. If this world were all, then imitation would be all in art.
We stand here, genuine artists, witnessing for God's complete, undivided work, that every natural flower which grows on earth implies a flower on the spiritual side. Substantial, archetypal, all aglow, with blossoming causes. Thus is art self-magnified in magnifying a truth which, if fully recognized, would change the world and shift its morals. If a man could feel not one day in the artist's ecstasy, but every day, feast, fast, or working day, The spiritual significance burned through the hieroglyphic of material shows. Henceforward, he would paint the globe with wings and reverence fish and fowl, the bull, the tree, and even his very body as a man, which now he counts so vile that all the towns use their daughters on summer nights.
When God is sad in heaven to think what goes on in his recreant world, he made quite other.
While that moon he made to shine at love's first covenant shines still, convictive as a marriage ring before adulterous eyes.
Well, my father was an Englishman.
My mother's blood in me is not so strong that I could bear the stress of this Tuscan noon and keep my wits.